You know, I read this morning and I thought, oh, this can't be for real. It's a big development up at Port Douglas. In fact, I remember back in the 80s when I first read about the Sheraton Mirage, I thought, oh, this bloke's got to be kidding. This will never come out of the ground. Well, it did. It was, of course, very controversial, but it did, and it's still there, and it's still thriving. So this may be going to be a wonderful success as well. It says here Port Douglas could soon be home to the Far North's first surf park and resort. After an audacious $317 million development application was lodged, the proposal will unlock a new domestic and international tourism market for the region and fill one of the few voids of tropical Queensland. Big wave surfing. It goes on to say the Mowbray, this is in the Cairns Post today, the Mowbray-based surf camp, to be called Surf Port Douglas, will use the latest cutting-edge technology to produce man-made waves for surfers of all ability. Now, this proposal will include a 4.5-star resort, holiday cabins, luxury service apartments, a restaurant and spa, a world-class conference and function facility, etc., a large swimming lagoon for non-surfers, and multiple food and beverage options will also be built with a 2-year construction phase. My God, this is huge. Tipped to create 1,247 full-time jobs, according to a detailed economic report tabled by the RPS Group. I won't go on with all the details. Michael Kerr says the project could be a pivotal moment for the Far North. If it gets over the line, the application's currently sitting with council planners, and the total cost, $317 million, making it one of the largest projects in the Shire's history. Look, I put a call through to Tara. She'll have a finger on the pulse, as usual, I'm sure. Tara Bennett's the Executive Officer at Tourism Port Douglas Daintree. Hello, Tara.
Good morning, John.
This is big enough to take your breath away.
Wow. Big, big picture planning, yes. And we love to see that.
I had a similar response when I read this to when I first read about the Sheraton Mirage. I thought, oh, can't possibly be. But there it is, and this may be coming out of the ground soon as well. A 2-year construction phase.
I know, with over $300 million investment. It's a very ambitious project. It certainly needs to be said. However, we have seen ambitious projects come to fruition in the past.
Yeah.
So I'm just so delighted to see that level of confidence in the destination and investment potential.
Now, it says here the precinct located 5640 Captain Cook Highway, yeah, I know exactly which block that is, will be visible from the highway on the outskirts of Port Douglas. It says it's mobile. Based. Have you got a picture in your mind of where they're planning to create this thing?
I do, and I may be wrong, but I would imagine that is before the approach to the Mowbray Bridge. There's currently plans in place for residential developments from Craigley down to the river in the south.
Okay.
So I was imagining on the other side of that.
Isn't that a cane field?
It is. It's been cleared recently. There's quite a big piece of land at the foothills there. So that's just my guessing, but I think that would be a really highly visible space for what they're proposing with the entire complex of accommodation and the surf facility. And they're also looking at a lagoon pool, which we have been really hoping to secure one for the region for some time.
Oh, gee, they'll need some security guards. Talking about high visibility, the crocodiles are highly visible there as well.
Oh, they're way down on the river. They're fine.
But isn't this bizarre? Look, I presume it's all the talk of Port Douglas. It's come out of left field, hasn't it?
Oh, look, I think people have been taken by surprise. And, you know, we do sit back to see how the planning process goes. We've seen a lot of big proposals put forward in the past. You know, it really comes down to it fitting within our planning scheme. So, I'll wait until we know more in that space. But we're just so pleased to see, again, that confidence and desire to invest in the region at this time.
Yeah. All right, well, we're not going to know for a while, I wouldn't imagine, so we'll just have
not
to...
Not today.
No, exactly. Tara, while I've got you there too, let's just talk about what's been happening, because all the stop-go tourism aspect, people in Sydney wanting to come, then having to cancel, and then thinking they're going to be released again, and they're not, and it just goes on and on. How's tourism faring in Port Douglas?
We've been really fortunate, John. Yes, it felt like a stop-go consistently through June. However, the numbers here at the moment are very strong. A lot of bookings traditionally Victoria's been our largest market. If that had been cut off, we'd be world of trouble right now, but we have been able to hold on to the vast majority of our bookings. We've maybe dropped about 10% to what we were looking at going into the holidays. So it's pumping up here at the moment. Lots of people out and about enjoying their time here. We just hope the sun comes out for them.
Can I ask you this? It's a bit tricky because some of the restaurants were working, I think, four days a week, three or four days a week, or closing 2 or 3 days a week, whatever. Did they go back to normal hours or are they still restricted hours?
They have had to stay restricted.
Oh, really?
It's a staffing shortage. They just do not have the team to run 7 days, and they're looking at long term. They need to get through the year with the team they have. So there are a few businesses that are sitting on a 5-day week. Some are running 7 days. So, we would like to see more workers in the region so that everyone could be at full capacity.
Yeah, of course. Good catch up, Tara. Thank you.
Thanks as always, John. Have a good one.
Tara Bennett, Executive Officer, Tourism Port Douglas and Daintree. It's 22 to 12. Here's Cactus.